is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
Oh, no. They say he's got to go. Go, 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 Godzilla.
All right. But we're going to be talking about John Wick. All right, cool. Hello and welcome, everybody, to the new formatted Think Between Worlds podcast.
New formatted. Hard T.
Yes.
I like that. Good man there. Good man actually pronouncing things the way they're supposed to be pronounced.
How else would you pronounce it?
Well, you pronounce it. Well, T's become D's a lot.
Oh, well, okay. I suppose you're supposed to be right. Yes. Yeah. But welcome, everybody.
Formatted. But you said formatted.
Oh, yes. I tried to pronounce it.
This was a grammar Nazi moment brought to you by Derek Dillon of the Think Between Worlds podcast.
Anyway, I'm David, and that's obviously Derek. Uh-huh. We're here to talk to you today about John Wick 3 Parabellum.
But not just talk about it or review it.
True, but...
This new format.
Yes.
This new format. It mostly involves one single thought that we come up with.
Yeah, just an idea, and we ask a question, right, and then we spend a little
bit... Instead of reviewing the film, you kind of watch the film, and afterwards, yeah, like, hey, let's find one neat little thing we could that we thought about while watching the movie.
Yeah.
Come to, like, a catharsis together, be like, yeah, we'll choose that one thing.
Yeah.
And this time it kind of came around to being like, well, who can kill John Wick?
Yeah.
If not, like, death himself at this fucking point.
Yeah, this movie is a series of just, how in the hell is he going to get out of this one? Oh, that's...
Right. Well, there we go.
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, some... No fucking way. How? Just... Somebody needs to kill this guy. Like, I don't want him to die because I'm rooting for the guy because this all started because somebody killed his dog.
Yeah, let him walk away, for the love of God, people. Yeah, just let him walk.
Let the man rest. He's got a new dog. He's really cute. Just
it just keeps escalating with these films. The last time, like, oh, he fucked around with the high table. Now the high table. Oh, my gosh. Now, like, the number one, the king of the assassins is going to be after this guy. You're just like, oh, it's just going to get higher and higher. Till, like, he's going to be facing down God.
And that's where we tie in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey into the Keanu Reeves-iverse.
Right.
And it's going to be, you know, him visiting God in heaven and just murdering God.
Yeah. That's the only way to end this, of course.
Well, then there's also the alternate ending where he goes to kill God. It turns out it's actually Kratos, the god of war.
Yet even he can't escape John Wick's wrath. Which he isn't my pick, by the way. That's a little obvious, but, you know, it's not my pick.
See, those are two unkillable dudes because, I mean, yes, Kratos has died, but he keeps coming back, whereas John Wick just hasn't died at all.
Like, period, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so to me, it's like, how do you pick who wins in that matchup there?
He hasn't even, has he even flatlined? Has he even been like...
Not as far as I've seen.
Oh, he thought he was dead for a second, but he was alive, they revived him.
He's been shot, I think at one, I don't remember very well, but I think at one point, like, he kind of drowned, but then, like, just didn't, you know? Like,
okay.
Somebody stuck his head underwater, and he pretended to stop breathing in order to get back.
I remember, in part two, I could have sworn he flatlined for, like, a minute.
Well, if he did... Got
back with pedals or something like that. Paddles, sorry.
I don't know. All I know is it's really hard to kill John Wick. Now, we're going to do a little thing. We're going to divide this up into two sections because it gets too easy to go one way or the other with this. We're going to pick our realistic versions, like realistically, like in the real world, who could probably kill John Wick. And then we're going to go to fantasy picks because that's the more fun answers. Okay. And stuff like that.
So people that exist in reality or just realistic characters that aren't?
Let's do a little bit of both. Because let's make sure when we say that who it is, we're specifying who it is. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Because, like, I could say Chuck Norris, but... Obviously not, unless we're going with mythological Chuck Norris.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, like, if there's another movie character who's sort of as realistic as John Wick is, maybe that person would be in the realistic category as opposed to fantasy. Mm-hmm. Like, as opposed to Kratos. He's definitely not real.
Right.
So, yeah. You go ahead and have first pick, I think.
I choose, and I'm going in history, I am choosing... It's between two historical actual figures who truly were badass. And I'm going to go back to, I think, ancient Greece. And I'm going to go with Xenophon, who was the hero of the Athenians.
I don't know who this is.
He's more hardcore than Leonidas and a real-life Kratos.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, actually, just speaking of Leonidas, because most people would be like, "Ah, Leonidas, the greatest fucking Greek dude who ever existed." If
Spartans.
Yeah, if pop culture told us anything, I'm like, no, fuck you, Xenophon. Xenophon led, I think, during the Battle of Thermopylae, which is the battle, the 300
yeah.
battle depicted in 300.
Yeah.
There was more happening in that Persian invasion. Like a lot of the Persians were trying to go through the Thermopylae Pass, but okay. there was shit also happening off the coast, and the Athenians were taking care of that. That's where Xenophon comes in, and he was like leading the charge, and he was also a not an Argonaut, but a sailor. It was naval warfare.
Yeah,
and there was a more hardcore battle happening on the ocean that you just never hear about because it's just it's more badass that 300 Spartans held against like 10,000 Persians. Was yes, that's neat, but they also had the advantage of having a pass behind them, and they yeah. were holding off a very small space. You could probably do that with 300 guys, but this guy. I think if I remember correctly, maybe my history books, I'm misremembering it. This guy basically was the most hardcore badass ever in battle, and then like died at a pretty old age. Like he got to live, and died at 82 or something like that.
Okay,
king of Athens and all that. But this guy apparently like a real life Achilles just couldn't take him down. Challenged people to duels all the time and won.
That sounds very yeah. interesting.
Like enemies, like, come take me. I am Xenophon. Hear me roar. Okay, you, Xenophon. I'm going to fucking kill you, whatever. And he'd be like, yeah, not if I kill you first. And then he would. So, like, a real-life Grecian yeah. John Wick.
That sounds pretty
from,
fucking
like, 3,
cool,
from, like, 3,000 years
so,
ago.
Yeah.
Or longer. So
that does sound pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I choose that fucking guy. It's spelled with a Z. So it's, like, Xeno. Like, Xena.
Yeah, I was thinking of X, actually. But the Z makes
I'm
more
sorry,
sense
you're right. X. Fuck. I meant to say X. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's
okay.
It's not like Xena. So it's X-E-N-O, and I think it's P-H-O-N, if I'm not mistaken. I had to break out my History of Badass book by Ben Thompson over
oh,
there.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
like the
yeah.
first chapter, and you're like, oh, sorry. It's like Ramses the third, then Xenophon, and you're like, ooh, who is this guy? And I basically almost, not verbatim, but I took a lot of that from Ben Thompson, so I have to give credit to him legally, I suppose. But
yeah.
this guy starts off with like, yeah, fuck Leonidas, it's this guy. That's my pick for a realistic historical figure that could fuck John Wick hard.
Now, see...
Now, we define that as dead, like winning in a duel to the death.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, this guy can
obviously, I mean, John Wick gets his ass beat repeatedly throughout
these
movies.
Yeah, you can beat him, but you
yeah.
can't beat him.
Exactly.
Right.
So there is that distinction in the word beat that we have to define really quick.
Yeah.
So then we're definitely
death.
Just going for
kill
death.
Him.
Yes,
yeah.
he is dead.
Who can,
he
who
is
can
defeated.
Take him down,
he is gone. He is... He's left this mortal coil. He's been retired from life. You know, all that stuff.
Yes.
Yes. That guy sounds pretty fucking badass.
Yeah. Always wearing armor, never takes it off. That kind of dude.
Yeah. My pick immediately goes to somebody because I'm not as well versed on like ancient historical badasses. My first pick was going to like in his prime Bruce fucking Lee. Because, I mean, that man knew so many different kinds of martial arts. He invented his own. And I can't think of a single person who actually beat him in a match, like fair one-on-one kind of a thing. And I think he's so he's so good in martial arts, I think he actually would find a way to outmaneuver John Wick, as long as it was one-on-one fist fighting. And the minute he put guns and swords and knives in there, we've got a bit of a like a downturn
right.
against Bruce. But honestly, if it's just fisticuffs, I got a feeling Bruce would win.
Yeah. Dude invents his own martial arts.
Yeah.
That means he looked at like every martial art that ever existed and was kind of like, this doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Here's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that means he's well versed.
Yeah.
If you come up with your own.
Yeah. That and he was just fucking ripped.
Yeah.
You know.
It's just funny because like if you see real pictures of who he really was, he's kind of a nerdy glasses wearing, always.
Oh
wearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you know, business, not even business casual. He'd be like business formal.
Yeah.
Looked like a total nerd. Like. That's yeah. This is Bruce Lee off the set. You had no idea this guy could just wreck your shit
yeah.
if you tried mugging him on the street.
Yeah,
Bruce Lee.
Yeah, Bruce Lee's my realistic pick. Unless we're gonna go for like somebody who's semi realistic and just really fucking lucky.
There's plenty of these
yeah.
awesome guys who create. Like there's the greatest swordsman who ever lived is the Japanese like the Ronin or Miyamoto Musashi.
Mm.
That's his name. Yeah, and this guy just wandered the Japanese countryside as a Ronin, and he just challenged like the other greatest swordsmen to duels, and he would just win. There's even like a whole film series. It's like Musashi at a battle at Temple of whatever. Musashi in the battle at High Noon. Musashi in the battle. They actually had it's like the swordsman trilogy or the swordsman quadrilogy or whatever the heck. So he's based off a historical guy, and he has historical duels that are like well recorded. Like I almost picked him. That's what I was thinking. So between these two, but I think this Xenophon guy sounds fucking badass.
Okay, yeah.
Bruce fucking Lee.
I mean, I can guarantee you nobody would have picked an ancient Greek off the top of their heads.
That's what I'm like, I'm going to go way out there. And maybe hopefully anyone listening might be like, I'm going to look up this Xenophon guy. Everything that Derek just said is fucking bullshit. None of that was right. Because I was doing my best to remember everything I heard.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I know he's Athenian for sure. And I know that this guy wrecked.
Yeah. I can't think of anybody else off the top of my head.
Who was the U.S. president? Or like, not U.S. president. Who was like the 1700s? Wasn't it Samuel? He used to just challenge people to duels. Like, well, he'd get pissed off.
Sam Adams?
It might have been Sam Adams.
Hold on.
I think it was Samuel Adams.
You're saying 1700s in my
late 1700s.
Well, didn't the country start in 1776?
Right,
so it's really late.
Yeah, like 10 years after that, 20 years after. Because
we did George Washington, and then we had John Adams, and then we had John Quincy Adams as the fourth.
I think
one.
It is Sam Adams.
And Jefferson is the third. And then no one cares about 4 through 15.
This dude just challenged you to duel. Everything ended in like a challenge to a duel.
I have no idea.
It's like, you have slighted my woman, sir. Shall we step outside and shoot each other?
Yeah.
Like,
this is me definitely showing that I am an American-born white male who doesn't remember anything about fucking history class.
They don't teach all the good stuff in history class.
It doesn't matter. Like, people who immigrate to this country have to know
they
more
know,
than
like,
I
they
know.
They know our vice presidents.
Yeah.
Like, there's that great scene in the movie Heavyweights where, like, they're doing the triathlon, the educational triathlon.
Yeah.
And, like, they get to, like, all right, who is who's the 16th president? And, like, we know our president. And then they get into vice presidents, and like the fat kids are winning because they have the British kid. And they're like, he's like, I believe that was Coleridge, and his vice president was. And he's like naming the vice presidents and stuff as like the other camps kids sitting there freaking out, like, Abraham Lincoln. No, 16th president. Abraham Lincoln. okay, fine, let's try it.
Yeah, no
30th.
One...
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, no one really cares about 4 through 15.
Right.
Like 1, 2, 3, and 4 we can memorize.
Right.
16 we definitely know.
Right.
And then like I think people sort of give up around like, you know, after that, until Kennedy.
I believe McKinley was the vice president during that. And then McKinley gave it over to British kid's wrecking everybody.
I honestly don't know who this president you're talking about is. Because the first four presidents.
Not a president, just politician.
Oh, then I have no idea.
Well, I'm sure you... It's like I almost just want to like look it up while you start talking. Like, why don't you do your fantasy pick so I can yell out when I find out who this is?
Well, if we're going like realistic fantasy, there's a version of Teddy Roosevelt that apparently kicks some serious ass.
That was almost one of my realistic picks. Like, you don't fuck with Teddy, man.
Yeah, I mean,
the man
rode into battle on a bear and he had a pet velociraptor.
It's very close to the reality, though.
I know.
Because the myth almost matches the man.
Well,
with that
okay,
guy.
See, you say that, but then there's like the whole thing, the Battle of Bunker Hill. It wasn't on Bunker Hill. That just sounded better than the actual hill they were on. And like, you know, they basically were cowards or something like that. Like, the entire story was like totally faked. And I don't even think Bunker Hill was with Teddy Roosevelt. I think it's a different president entirely. This is the sad part of our fucking educational system here in America. And it's my own fault because I fucking didn't care about history class. But it looks like you finally Googled the guy. Who is it?
I feel so dumb, but it's actually Andrew Jackson.
Oh, isn't he the fifth?
He was infamous. He had challenged more than hundreds of men to duels.
Which president was he?
And he only killed one, and I believe that was Aaron Burr.
I'm pretty sure he was a president, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was president.
Which,
but I could have sworn
what
it was
number?
Like, we're not gonna go. Let's not waste time on that. But
okay.
Andrew Jackson was the guy that was just willy nilly about slapping you in the face with a glove all the time. Like, let's go outside, grab your flintlock, bitch. And yeah, I guess hundreds of men's nothing ever. I'm seeing here. This is just a quick, like a Google. Aaron Burr comes up at the very top if you just Googled like president who challenged to duels willy nilly, and I think future president Andrew Jackson kills Charles. The guy he killed was Charles Dickinson. But it brings up Aaron Burr. Oh, I guess Aaron Burr also charged people to duels, challenged people to duels.
Damn.
Whatever. Yeah, fun fact about that.
Presidents were badass back in the day.
You, sir, us. We are at a divide. Let's step outside.
Dude, if things would be fixed so much easier. But anyway.
Yeah, if it was still like that, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Especially amongst world leaders. Instead of going to war, you just challenge each other to a duel to the death.
Especially amongst our current world leader and literally everyone he's pissed off.
I made this observation when I was like 11. I'm like, why don't like the world leaders just fight gladiatorial style in an arena for like the whole world to watch? Dude. You want to prove as the bigger dick? Do it in front of everybody. Like you, just you guys. Don't send your armies. Don't send your kids to die.
Anyway.
Get out there, man.
Back to John Wick.
All right.
Let's. I can't think of any other realistic people, so let's move on to the fantasy picks.
Okay. Fantasy pick is a Marvel character.
Okay.
Hell's very own bounty hunter, the collector of the souls, the Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider is my pick. You cannot outrun the Spirit of Vengeance. They put the Ghost Rider on John Wick. He's fucked. He can only outrun you for so long.
True.
Like I'm talking comic book accurate, like Ghost Rider.
True, but
not Nick Cage.
Given what we've seen in John Wick, I think that the minute John got taken down, the devil would make John Wick the new Ghost Rider because of his set of skills. Therefore, he wouldn't be dead anymore. He'd be back alive as the Ghost Rider.
Okay.
Imagine Ghost Rider with John Wick set of
you
skills.
You just redefine the rules. Because the rules are just take him down once if you could just kill him.
And
then you redefine
then again,
it as like, oh, we go beyond death.
However,
now.
But if you're doing that, then you've got your whole paddles thing. Someone did beat him in the second movie, you think. You know, because he died for a bit and the paddles brought him back. So, I mean, if the whole concept of this is who can kill John Wick, I mean kill him dead permanently. So... like, you gotta. If he comes back, that's not permanently anymore.
If the Ghost Rider uses the penance stare, your soul is unretrievable.
However, that's only if you feel guilty about what you've done. Does he feel guilty
about
it? Oh,
you can tell John Wick's totally the guy. He's paying penance, and he's put it all aside, and he's still haunted by all the screams and the deaths he's caused, and you know it's all in there.
Well, if you're already feeling penance for it, the penance stare doesn't work, does it?
Okay, so it only works on the unpenitent.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, they think they are, but... okay. People that haven't confronted their guilt are
more
susceptible.
Yeah, I think that the penance stare is like, you've done bad things,
and you're just a terrible person
all around. I'm going to force you to face that. And he's already faced it, so.
Because I'm like, otherwise he just burns you out, and then even Mephisto would show up. I'm just like, oh, I can't use this husk. Like, he's done. I can't make him a Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I mean, so as awesome as Ghost Rider would be, I think we've kind of disqualified him as a guy.
But like I said earlier, before this podcast, like I have a weird pick. I'm going to keep just kind of fighting for it.
Okay.
Because it's like, we can't just discredit it too quick. Like, this guy travels at, like, faster than sound speeds if he has to. This guy's all hellfire. All he has to do is... whip you with this chain once,
yeah.
With it a flame, and you just with it a flame, and you just disintegrate.
But like I said, remember in John Wick 3, like he goes to the head dude at the high table, the leader of the assassins.
Like he's like above the high table,
you know, and he begs like, "I need to stay alive so I can remember her, you know, on this earth." And he would do that same thing to Satan, and Satan's like, "Look. You want to stay alive. You got to work for me." And then, just like he did for the head of
assassin, there would be two Ghost Riders.
Exactly. But he would still be technically alive on the earth. He would just be the most badass Ghost Rider ever in existence. Unless there's a Ghost Rider who rides a dragon. I don't think there's one of those, though, is there? Yet.
They did like this whole thing where they had this awesome amalgam, like this little collage-style page of all these previous Ghost Riders, and I think there might have been one on a dragon,
if there's
Chinese
one. Who rides a dragon, he beats John Wick as a Ghost Rider, but yeah.
Flaming Dragon. We are Flaming Dragon.
Yeah.
We are Flaming Dragon. Like, riding a Flaming Dragon, we are Flaming Dragon. Always said this, the Flaming Dragon from Tropic Thunder. All right, well, I guess we screwed it a little bit because I'm like, my choice was Ghost Rider.
I'm sorry.
I was leaning into him hard. And
no,
I don't even mean there's all these Johnny Blaze, Robbie Reyes, Danny Ketch, and all. Any Ghost Rider, you can just pick like the idea of the Ghost Rider, the devil's bounty hunter.
But the cool thing is like you've picked Ghost Rider, and now John Wick will be your pick to kill himself. But he can't kill himself because he's...
But it's very much this Davy Jones thing. Like you owe him a soul, he's coming for you.
Yeah,
so it'd be hard to. You can outrun the high table, I think, if you're John Wick, but it'd be really hard to outrun the devil.
True.
Right.
True.
And the Spirit of Vengeance, which is like its own entity.
Yeah. I think.
Zarathos is Atheros or whatever. Like you're actually possessed by a demon when you become the Ghost Rider.
Yeah. To be honest, like, you could list off pretty much any superhero, and I think they could beat John Wick.
Well, Thanos can just snap you out of existence.
Well, exactly. But, I mean, without the gauntlet, he'd still beat John Wick. I mean.
I don't know. He beat the Hulk without the Infinity Gauntlet.
That's what I'm saying. Like even without the glove, he would beat John Wick.
Yeah, he's an easy pick.
You know, so like you could pick pretty much any of the Avengers or like the main like, you know, Justice League, and I think they'd all beat John Wick pretty easy.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to give him a challenge, but it's like someone who's on even footing. So like, I don't know, Daredevil, you know, like maybe he could beat him without being too OP. Because obviously like Iron Man just fucking sends a bunch of suits and just missiles and shit.
Yeah,
John Wick's
cluster
gone.
Cluster missiles.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking like if we go to DC characters, they have all those mercenaries. You could pick any one of them. Deadshot, Deathstroke, all those guys.
Those would be cool. Batman would be pretty cool. Batman's
pretty much John Wick
in a suit.
Yeah, he could fuck John Wick up.
You know.
He's analyzed his whole history. He knows his background. He knows what he's capable of and not capable of. And like Batman can take it down pretty quick.
Yeah. I had another thought back to the realistic ones. And I just want your opinion, because this one's I'm sort of like iffy about. If you gave Jackie Chan home field advantage, like he knew the terrain, do you think he could beat John Wick? Because Jackie Chan's biggest strength is being able to use the stuff in his surroundings as a weapon.
As characters in a movie, but in real life, he's more he's a showman in terms of his martial arts. I don't think he's lethal in terms of his martial arts.
All right.
He's very much a showman and an entertainer in the way he does his martial arts.
True, but I just think that's one of his biggest strengths is, you know, using the environment as a weapon.
Yeah.
Finding ways to defend himself using the environment, finding ways to get out of sticky situations.
Oh, it'd be a great fight.
Yeah, it'd be an amazing fight.
Yeah.
But if you gave Jackie Chan time to prepare and, you know, home field advantage, I think he might have a chance.
I think they'd just come to a standstill. I don't think they'd kill each other. It'd be like those guys John left alive.
I'm honestly just picturing like John Wick, like they're both like really exhausted after fighting for a bit, and John Wick stops. It's like a brief glint of record. Jackie Chan?
Oh, it's John Wick.
You know me.
And you can't say John Wick. There's an N there. John Wick.
Anyway, I was thinking about Bruce Lee, and my brain immediately goes to Jackie Chan because they're just both great martial artists.
Yeah, they just kind of come one after the other.
Yeah.
In terms of their cinematic value.
Yeah.
But you got to make a pick. You got to choose one pick, and you got to stick to it.
Yeah.
Fight for it a little bit.
Well, when it comes to the fantasy thing, I definitely got to pick somebody who's not OP that would have...
Yeah, it's easy to go for, like, Sauron and...
Yeah.
Right, I mean, like, these guys...
A wizard.
They can just wreck you in, like, a second.
Harry Potter, Voldemort, you know.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Going back, I mean, Ghost Rider kind of matches because they're both, like, they're on your ass. If John Wick's coming for you, you're in trouble.
So definitely.
I kind of went with someone on the same lines, but a little more fantastic.
Well, let's go for Netflix MCU Daredevil. I like that pick. He's blind, but he can still see.
What a fucking ninja.
Yeah, he's kind of like a ninja. John Wick's got all that ninja fucking assassin skills too.
Right, he's like trained as a villain. Not just a ninja, he was trained as an assassin.
So. Yeah, so I kind of feel like it'll be an even footing. And I think that Daredevil might come out on top only because of his ability to see in like the darkness. And, you know, he had that like
all
super...
All he has to lead him to is a very dark place.
Super gymnastic thing off buildings and crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't... He has all those other senses.
Yeah, so... Yeah. I think that would be the thing. Like that would be like the most even fight I can think of with a fictional character where the fictional character would come out on top.
Daredevil.
Yeah.
Fucking up John Wick to the death.
I'd be cool with that. Or hell, just Matt Murdock the lawyer.
Doesn't even have to be Daredevil. It could be Matt.
Yeah, doesn't even have to have his fucking sticks or whatever.
Yeah, like not Tonfa's. God, I don't know.
Is Scream of Sticks?
Billy Clubs, I think.
Billy Club, that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I have seen him in the Netflix series use a file of Extreme Stick Fighting.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's
where you
what
use them together.
Yeah.
Almost like a drummer.
Like Nightwing in Arkham City, the DLC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
so.
The blast beating on your chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Daredevil would be a pretty fun pick.
Yeah, Matt Murdock could probably pull it off.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best way to do it. He knows because I mean he'd probably have a time to rig, I suppose, and he knows it's gonna be dark. Cut the lights.
That or Punisher. I mean,
Punisher's like a really obvious pick. That's all I think. I'm like, I'd love to see Frank Castle square off with this guy.
They're basically the same person at this
like
point.
Like Castle might as well almost be dead after every single action sequence because you're like, oh, he's got to be dead. Oh no, he's like unconscious and near death. Oh, they sewed him up. He's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Castle would be an even match, but too predictable. Like, I was. If people were listening when I said, "Oh, a Marvel character," you guys were probably already thinking Punisher. And then I veered off into more fantastic territory.
Yeah, I mean,
we both chose Marvel characters. That's great.
Well, we know more about them at this point. We've seen more iterations of them in popular culture.
Yeah,
and you know, I can go out and say that on a podcast, people will know who I'm talking about. If I start going on about, you know, Condiment King, with the exception
the
of
Condiment King,
with the exception of Lego Batman, no one fucking knows who that is.
Yeah, and Condiment King, yeah, look it up. Whatever. They're worth a Google.
Yeah.
These guys, half those guys are real. Yeah, unfortunately.
Like, with the exception of that movie, no one fucking knows who that is.
Yeah, and Eggman made a big comeback, or like the Egg Guy.
Yeah. I mean, so it just sort of makes sense. I'm not going to go listing out a character that no one's ever fucking heard of.
Yeah, so. Historical people, look them up because that's
I know we went to comics, but then the question goes, how about video games? Are there any video game characters?
Well, we started off with that. Like, well,
we start with Kratos.
First place
as a
your
joke.
Mind would just go is just the God of War.
I know, but
this
like,
guy killed the Pantheon.
But like, even matched, where are the winners?
Oh, like not too over the top.
Yeah.
Like you'd go with
Link?
Like, you'd go with some of like the Metal Gear characters and stuff.
A Snake, maybe.
That's
yeah.
all just like guns versus guns and
yeah.
shit.
I think maybe Link, you know, might have a fighting chance.
Oh, sure he could, but he could also summon like the Gus Bellows and get really fantastic.
Depends on which version of the game of Link
yeah,
you're using,
true.
But yeah. My brain goes to Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, just because he had to use what he had, he had to MacGyver a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
he couldn't get too fantastic with it.
Yeah. I mean, as long as we discount the ability of ancient arrows to warp you into another dimension, I think Link would be on even footing.
Like, I almost prefer Albert Wesker from the Resident Evil series, but, like, he's very fantastic. But he'd fuck you up in a second.
Yeah.
He'd be teleporting around you.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be
just
shot in the head in a second. Just poof, done.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want somebody too OP. Shit, I mean. Anybody from Game of Thrones you might have a chance?
Versus John Wick.
I mean, that's relevant currently still, so. Versus John Wick?
Yeah. Like a lot of people in Game of Thrones could probably take out John Wick. I would, if there was anyone in Game of Thrones, I'd put him up against mercenary style guys like himself, like the Hound.
Okay.
Like Sandor Clegane.
As long as we didn't give John Wick a gun.
Right.
Be
so hand to hand. Like you go against the Hound, go against
Bronn.
With
swords.
Bronn
yeah.
the Sellsword, who usually hangs out with Tyrion or Jaime. Yeah, like one of those kind of guys.
Okay.
Some of the scummy, bottom of the barrel sort of dudes.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
Tormund Giantsbane, the redheaded Viking looking dude.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody else who'd be like on like really good even footing. Maybe Samurai Jack.
Yeah, that's funny because everyone would love Keanu to play Samurai Jack. Like they've been vouching for him forever to play Jack in the live action.
Yeah, but he's not.
He is technically half Pacific Islanders.
Yeah,
the Japanese are classified as Pacific Islander. They've been arguing over that.
He doesn't look it, and that's the issue.
Hmm.
I mean, he looks like Samurai Jack, especially in the reboot, like the wrap up that they made recently.
Yeah,
he looked like that Samurai
the,
Jack,
the beard and the untamed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look like you know like an ancient Japanese warrior.
Yeah,
and I kind of feel like that would be like Tom Cruise in The Last Samurai, kind of a thing. You know,
he still has more. Like I said, he's half Hawaiian. Hawaiians are intermingled with the Japanese and. Now there's kind of part Japanese ancestry if you are Hawaiian, depending on.
I mean, he's got the lean, thin build, but I think you'd be better off with the guy that John Wick fought in John Wick at the very end.
Oh yeah, he'd be great.
That guy, you know, just give him hair.
I could swear that wasn't Johnny Bosch.
You were telling me it was the person who did all the choreography planning.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He's a major stunt guy now, but like, he had like this big start in the Double Dragon film because I recognized him. Like I recognize him. Where is he from? And then I'm like, he was the Asian brother in Double Dragon because Scott Wolf was the white brother. And he was, well, they were adopted or whatever. Yeah. He was the other. He was the red one and Scott Wolf was the blue one. Like, Double Dragon, holy shit. Yeah, he'd be great as any like, samurai character.
Ooh.
They had to cast this guy more. He's cool.
Anybody from Mortal Kombat who would be
like
on
everybody
even footing?
In Mortal Kombat.
Even footing?
Yeah.
Johnny Cage, maybe?
Like, one of the, there's some unfair shit like Shang Tsung and like the wizards and shit, or Scarlet, who controls your blood, like blood magic, and just wreck you in a second. Basically,
oh,
a bloodbender.
I would love to see John Wick show up in Avatar The Last Airbender. Okay. Sorry, it's a little tangent right there.
That'd be hilarious.
You know, like you've got the four main factions and then like the non-benders.
Right.
And John Wick is the top non-bender.
Right.
Like, so powerful.
He
so
don't need
good.
Bending. He'll fuck your shit up.
Exactly.
Oh, the Fire Lord's afraid. He's in his bunker. Why? John Wick's coming. Uh-oh. because everyone's heard of John Wick, you know. So it's like, oh, John Wick. Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah,
everyone,
look these people up. Anyone doesn't know who Daredevil is or Matt Murdock, go look them up. That's kind of a fun bit of research. Ghost Rider, look up history. Ghost Rider.
Yeah. Check out Condiment King.
Check out the Condiment King. Check out Xenophon. Check out Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, if you don't know a whole lot about Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah, and please feel free in
Andrew Jackson's duels.
Please feel free in the Twitter or on my email to let us know what history I fucked up, because I know everything up.
You fools, Xenophon was not on the front lines on the sea during the Battle of Thermopylae.
Bunker Hill was with this president, not Roosevelt.
Right. We were generalizing. We admit
we're dumb. I have no fucking clue. I hated history class as a kid.
This is entertainment value.
It was the most boring fucking shit.
Yeah.
If you're with me on that front, though, let me know. We can be friends. All right. I think that's about it for this episode, though.
Yep.
So thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next world.
Peace out.
This Think Small episode of the Think Big Worlds podcast was created by David Kennedy Farner and Derek Dillon. It is hosted by David Kennedy Farner and Derek Dillon. It is edited by David Kennedy Farner. And it is produced by David Kennedy Farner, Derek Dillon, and Madison Zeta. Intro by Midair Machine and outro by Roll Music via the freemusicarchive.org. And cover art by Davey Jones. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you in World 3-4.